about in the gospel today. That of the resurrection. And that which the full weight of human wisdom declares to be quite impossible, if you've not noticed. You know, pinch yourself to see if you're living in the world right now. The raising of a man from the dead who for several days has been dead in the grave. This resurrection is distinct from, say, resuscitation, right, of someone who is apparently seeming to be dead. So at the heart of the church's proclamation, if in fact it is going to be the church, is the claim that our Lord Jesus Christ was as dead as a person can get and was then resurrected to life. This is the heart, this is the foundation of all of the church's efforts of evangelism. This claim, without which there is no gospel, is the primary component of the foolishness that the Apostle Paul mentions as being the core of the gospel message. This is to say, those who adhere to the gospel declare to have happened a thing that everyone else in the world knows cannot happen. And for this reason, those who believe the gospel are inevitably going to find themselves separated and at odds with the rest of the human race considers to be normal and sane and reasonable. But the Christians from the very beginning willingly placed themselves outside of every premise and every expectation common to the race of men. I mean, you can't declare that you're going to just go along with the world and be a Christian. It's from the very beginning, the Christians did exactly the opposite. You see, from the very minute that we accept what the gospel announces, we implicitly declare that we no longer care one iota what the rest of the world thinks about us, right? We just don't care. We believe in the truths of God. We have transcended in a way. No longer tied down and chained to caring about the way of the world. No longer caring about what the world thinks about us either. We don't care about the ways of this world because the ways of this world are fleeting and dying. Christians are prepared to be regarded as fools among men. And believers go for broke. We always have. We've always confessed this, even in the face of death. We have burned all of our bridges with respect to this world because they recognize the world and its ways are truly fleeting. They will not persist. They will not endure into the life of the age to come. So, with regard to reason and perhaps even sanity, the world holds Christians to be absolutely nuts. If you have not realized that already, I'm sorry to break it to you, but you haven't been paying very close attention to the culture and the context and the world in which you've been living. So we're crazy to men. We're regarded as fools among all else. But on the other hand, this detachment from the expectations of the world gives us immense freedom. Right? We can operate in a way that the rest of the world cannot. For example, being liberated from humanity's most fundamental problem, which is namely death, we don't have to worry about it anymore. Right? We can just wipe our hands of it, we're done. Why? Because death has been conquered by Christ. It is done. It is finished. Conquered by the resurrection of Jesus. And therefore, we don't have to worry about it anymore. not a concern for us anymore. You see that the dead cannot rise from death is the most basic and tenacious tenet of human wisdom. And once you reject that, just outright reject that, once you say that Jesus Christ did, it sets the stage for the believer to never, ever again concede any point to the wisdom of this world. Our way of looking at things, of gauging things, of making decisions, of living life as sons and daughters of God in this fallen and fleeting world is now tempered by the most fundamental of truths, which is, guess what? Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Is the church actually and literally the mystical body of Jesus Christ? How can that be? How is that even possible? Guess what? Jesus is risen from the dead.
Amen.
Is what we eat and drink at this altar of our Lord his own body and blood? That doesn't sound right to me. That doesn't sound right to human reason and the wisdom of the world. Is Jesus really revealed to humanity in the breaking of bread like the Bible says? Guess what? Christ is risen from the dead. A dead man lives. That is the reality that we now live in. Does God the Holy Spirit, right, the Almighty and Eternal Lord, does he actually dwell within us? Does he make our bodies to be his tabernacle, walking around this earth, bearing up the Holy Trinity himself? Is that even possible? Is that possible for you? Guess what? You better bet the farm on that. Because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He is alive out of death. You see, the one who accepts the gospel lives in an entirely new reality. A universe which nothing is now impossible. A new creation in Christ Jesus. The first preachers of the gospel, they were quite familiar with this world's ingrained prejudice about the finality of death. And they faced that problem quite squarely, too, armed with the convictions of a conscience formed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. When you take our brother St. Peter, this is the man, the former fisherman, who was always getting up and speaking and preaching the gospel. Right? When no one else would, it's always St. Peter getting up, stands up in the midst of the people of the world, right? Raises his voice among the din and declares to the people of Judea that the one that they killed by crucifixion, he says exactly that, the one you killed, right? The very same son of Mary, that one has been raised out of death for you. Because even death's old iron grip can't contain this man, can't hold Jesus Christ. Now the apostles, in their proclamation of this particular truth, right, the resurrection of the dead, were especially careful not to let the resurrection of Jesus become some sort of like spiritualized experience or some spiritualized reality. That's, you know, kind of true with a
partaker of